after, you said you lived there 5 years, mm-hmm. and then you moved into a different house?
Yes.
Well, what was that house like?
It was just about like the one we moved
Oh, it was?
And we lived there 15 years.
15 years. Well, did you ever see a house that had a room in it called a parlor?
Oh, yes.
Did some houses have those?
Yes. Some people call them that.
Would that be the front room, you know.
That's what they called it.
Oh, it'd be just the same, just a different name. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A different name for that. Yeah. Well, how was this house heated? What kind? How did
with
they?
Wood.
Oh, and what did they? What did they burn the wood in?
Well, generally a fireplace. Most of the houses them days had a fireplace, you know, chimneys in a fireplace.
Uh-huh.
Then they got to where they had stoves to burn the wood.
Well, when you had a fireplace, what did you call that open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Pardon me, but let me tell you.
Okay.
That room was a fireplace should be the living room.
Okay. Thank you. And the open place in front of the fireplace, what did you call that?
No, we just called it a fireplace.
And then in front, and then on the floor, you know, in front of the fireplace.
Yeah, it had a hearth.
Yeah, that's what.
Hearth, you know.
Some
of them was brick and some just rock, you know.
Yeah, it'd be different, made out of different things. And then in the fireplace, those things that you lay the wood across.
Fire dogs.
Yeah. Then up on the up above the fireplace, a kind of a shelf that you might set
the
things
fireboard.
On. Oh yeah, yeah. And then if you were burning a big log in the fireplace that would last for several days, what would you call that big piece of wood?
Backstick.
Yeah, and then the little wood that you would use to get that started, little pieces of wood that...
We generally call that kindling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now, if you were having to clean out that fireplace, what would you have to...
We'd have to shovel them ashes out in we'd put them in a tub.
Oh, you did?
And carried it out to the ash hopper.
Oh, I see.
And put that in the ash hopper all winter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
then
in the spring, we'd pour water in that ash hopper and drain that, let that water drain out and make lye and make soap out of it.
Oh, and that's how you'd make your soap. Oh, with that ash hopper.
Yeah. I made a mini pot for
it. You have? So you know about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way we made our soap them days. Take the scraps of meat, you know, meat skins and scraps of meat and everything, and put in that lye and boil it till the soap would get thick, and then put the soap out in a barrel, you know. We'd have a soap barrel.
You did? Oh, and that's what you'd make it up in?
Yeah.
And something like that. Well, what about, now, in this first house you lived in, did you have a stove in it, too?
No, we had two chimneys.
And
of course, we cooked on it with the wood stove, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you would be having a... clean out that black stuff that'll get in
soot.
Yeah. Did you ever do anything with that? You said you used it.
No, we just throwed it away.
It was just the ashes that you kept. Well, let me ask you another thing about the house and everything. What did you have to sit on in the house?
No, we just had chairs.